AI models randomly going insane just became a solvable problem. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 191. I'm Izzo here with Boone, and we're diving into Anthropic's breakthrough on AI interpretability.
This is the paper I've been waiting for. They actually figured out how to peek inside Claude's brain.
Okay, but first, why should anyone shipping AI products care about this right now?
Because every AI app you've built has this problem lurking. Your chatbot works fine for months, then suddenly starts hallucinating about purple elephants in financial reports.
Right. And until now, debugging that was basically throwing darts blindfolded. You'd tweak prompts, adjust temperature, pray to the ML gods.
Exactly. But Anthropic just gave us X-ray vision for AI models. They can literally see what concepts the model learned and how it represents them internally.
Boone, break down how this actually works. What's a sparse autoencoder?
Think of it as a translator between the model's internal language and human concepts. The model has these massive activation patterns, millions of numbers firing when it processes text.
Like neurons firing in a brain.
Exactly. But those patterns are completely unreadable to us. The sparse autoencoder learns to decompose those patterns into interpretable features. Things like this cluster represents the Golden Gate Bridge, or this one activates for legal concepts.
Wait, they found actual concept neurons? Like a specific part that lights up for the Golden Gate Bridge?
Not quite neurons, more like directions in high-dimensional space. But yeah, they found incredibly specific features. One activates for references to the programming language Haskell, another for discussions about gender identity.
That's wild, and this is in Claude?
Claude Sonnet, specifically. They trained the sparse autoencoder on Claude's internal activations and discovered over 16 million interpretable features.
16 million distinct concepts it learned. That's basically mapping out how an AI thinks.
And here's the kicker. They can intervene. They can artificially activate the Golden Gate Bridge feature and watch Claude suddenly start talking about San Francisco architecture, even if the conversation was about cooking.
Okay, that's both fascinating and terrifying. What's the architecture look like under the hood?
The sparse autoencoder has an encoder that takes Claude's activations and maps them to a much larger feature space, like 16x larger. Then a decoder reconstructs the original activations from just the active features.
Why expand to a larger space?
Sparsity. Most features stay at zero for any given input. Only a tiny fraction light up, making the representations interpretable. It's like having millions of light switches, but only a few turn on at once.
And the training process?
They minimize reconstruction loss. How well can you rebuild Claude's original activations? Plus a sparsity penalty that forces most features to stay off. Brilliant engineering.
From a product perspective, this changes everything about AI reliability. Instead of black box debugging, you could literally see which concepts are misfiring.
Right. Imagine your customer service bot starts giving weird responses. Instead of guessing, you check which features are activating and discover it's conflating refund policy with legal threats.
That's a B+ for immediate utility. But what about the broader implications?
This is reverse engineering intelligence itself. We're not just building AI anymore. We're understanding how it represents knowledge, how concepts relate to each other in its internal model.
Which opens up entirely new research directions. Boone, what would you actually build with this? First thing going on my weekend project list, build a feature visualization tool for smaller models. The paper shows it works on Claude, but I want to see what a 7B model learns. Smart. And for listeners who want to dig in, start with Anthropic's interpretability research page. They've open sourced the sparse autoencoder code. There's also a great demo where you can explore Clow,